Hey everyone, welcome to the Creativity Insights podcast. I'm Anna Lawson and I'm here with Emma Woodrum, and today we are going to be talking about creativity and perfectionism and also the generational perspective on creativity. So we're going to start with Emma telling us a little bit about her presentation topic.
Hey, so for my presentation, my topic was originally aging and generational forms of creativity, but I decided to take a slight turn and look at the generational perspectives on creativity. I felt a little uninspired with the original topic just because, you know, we can all list activities that people do every day. So instead, I wanted to look at how the different generations and the environment that you grew up in influences your perspective and mindset on creativity.
Awesome. How are you able to gain insight on these different perspectives?
So what I did was I created a survey that I sent to all the members of my family. Since we range from ages 11 to 82, I thought that would be the perfect subject group to gain widespread perspective from. I took all the answers from the survey and kind of like picked through and found the most interesting responses and kind of the ones that really demonstrated the effect of the different generations on people. And then I also created a poll-like survey that I sent to family and friends just to kind of gain different opinions on the different factors of creativity.
That's so cool. I really loved watching your presentation, and I liked seeing the different pictures of your family, and it was really cool how you compared all the different trends. What were some of those main trends that you found in the data?
Some of the main points that I found across all age groups were that people thought that they were more creative when they had more free time, regardless of their age. People said that they were more creative when they were younger just because they weren't as busy with work, or over the summer instead of during the school year, or during less busy semesters or like easier semesters. There was also a general consensus that you can increase your level of creativity. So you're kind of born with a standard amount or a standard level, and that can grow over time with new experiences, and you can just kind of like develop it with as you grow. And then the last thing, and this was unanimous across everyone, was that there are so many individual factors to a person that kind of hinder your level of creativity. So it's really difficult to make these specific conclusions on exactly how your environment or how the society during your generation might influence your perspective.
That's really cool. If you're going to keep researching this topic, what do you think you might look into next?
I think it would be interesting to look into the other individualistic factors that play into one's creativity, like your intelligence, mental disorders, and other factors like that that are more personal, because then that can give all of us a greater grasp on what plays into your creativity other than your societal environment. So up next, we'll be talking about creativity and perfectionism, Anna's podcast. So what are some common misconceptions about perfectionism?
Something that I thought was really interesting when I was going through my research is there are a lot of misconceptions about the difference between perfectionism and being a high achiever. I talked about this a little bit in my presentation, but a lot of us as honors students are very much high achievers that have more perfectionist tendencies, but we might not necessarily be an actual perfectionist. So the biggest difference between these two is the personal motivation. So high achievers are more motivated by curiosity and self-improvement, and they tend to have more of a growth mindset, while perfectionists are more motivated by fear of failure and external judgment, and oftentimes will become depressed when they don't reach their own impossibly high standards. So perfectionism comes with more of a mental health hindrance versus being a high achiever, you're able to learn and grow from your mistakes.
Yeah, I love how you really dove into the difference between those two, because I feel like they're used interchangeably a lot, but people don't really necessarily know which exactly they're talking about.
Yeah.
Do you think perfectionism is killing creativity, or do you think it benefits the creative process?
I feel like there's very much a fine line of letting perfectionism take over you versus being able to use it to your advantage. So a quote that I found in my research was, "Perfectionism is a poor master, but a good slave." So perfectionism, when it is harnessed properly, can be used to benefit creativity, since you're constantly striving to have the best product and you're not going to settle for just a reasonably good solution. So this can make you think more outside of the box and come up with innovative ideas and go down a rabbit hole to learn as much as you can about a certain subject. But the downside of this is that when you do let it take over, you can be stuck in this loop of constantly trying to attain perfection, and this really isn't possible, and your mental health can spiral, and it really just overall sabotages the creative process. So I think it definitely can kill creativity if you let it take over, but it can also have a lot of benefits to the creative process.
I completely agree. Well, thank you so much for sharing, and thank you all for listening. Hope you learned a little bit more about creativity and perfectionism and generational perspective on creativity.